building bridges or barriers. Delegates to a migration forum in Portugal have been examining the issues that lead to migration and exploring ways to allay the social and economic needs of people in their own countries so they won't feel the pressure to migrate. More than 120 migration and development experts from Caritas and its international partners have been involved in the three-day talks, the fifth such forum organized by Caritas Europa. They're focusing on ways to overcome barriers to development. Well, head of Caritas Europa's migrant office, Peter Verhage, spoke to me before he went into that forum. He told me no one should ever be forced to leave their home country for another.
We do not plead as Caritas for stopping migration or preventing migration. What we do want is that all efforts are done through development to prevent forced migration. Like, for example, people fleeing their country because of political reasons, because of religious conflict, and so on and so on. There is a tendency among the richer nations of the world to want to cherry-pick the bits of the globalization phenomenon that suit them. They build bridges with one hand and put up barriers with the other. We want you, this person, to come and work for us, but not that person. And you can bring your skills to our country because that will we will benefit from it, but please don't bring your culture. So it's a very, very narrow and utilitarian approach, unfortunately, that we see. And that's one of the things we want to address here at the forum.
So you'll be focusing basically then, if I understand you correctly, on development projects, though, in the nations from where these migrants are coming from, rather than on development projects for migrants when they, say, arrive here in Europe.
Well, yes, it's mainly the link between how could migration or how could efforts of migrants reinforce the development of their country, because many migrants and migrant associations do considerable efforts to organize things in the country of origin, like hometown associations or diaspora organizations, bringing together a part of their remittances to set up joint projects, like, for example, organizing education for the children in the village where they come from. And this is, of course, a development project, because education, or access to education, rather, is one of the Millennium Development Goals. So their contribution is maybe not always visible, but it is very, very clear at the same time.
Peter, what needs to change in say, European legislation to improve this situation?
That will be in the core of the debate of the first panel. Because in the first debate on human mobility, which we prefer to use now instead of migration, because migration has become such a heavy word, if I can say so. So what do we need to have safe migration, safe emigration and safe immigration? So leave the country in a safe way and enter in another country in a safe way for labor reasons or other reasons. So there is a need for a rights-based approach as well in countries of origin as in countries of destination and, of course, during transit as well. Because that is very often the weakest part of the whole journey, I would say, that migrants make, that in the countries they're transiting through, they have no access to rights at all. In countries of destination, for example, in the European Union, in many cases it is the same because of an irregular entry or because they, as it said in technical terms, overstay. So people come on basis of a valid visa, which is valid for 3 months, and then stay in the European Union, so become irregular migrants. And by the fact that they become irregular migrants or their stay becomes irregular, they lose all rights or keep only a very limited set of basic rights. So that's one of the things we're going to discuss. In that debate, we have a UNHCR representative, the regional representative from Rome, because access to protection is one element in the whole migration debate, because there are people in need of international protection, so the refugees, according to the Geneva Refugee Convention. And what we see with the increased border control and restrictive visa policies, it becomes more and more difficult for people in need of international protection to cross borders and to have access to international protection, which means to an asylum procedure in the European Union. So that's one of the very important issues we want to tackle. A second person, participant of that panel debate is Dr. Antonio Vitorino, who is the former EU Commissioner for Justice and Home Affairs. He was a commissioner, did a lot of work on migration and asylum issue at the EU level. And we would like to hear from him as well, how he sees the next steps in the EU harmonization of its migration policy.
You mentioned Italy, and I know that Italy in recent years has made some sort of an agreement with Libya about the transit of migrants across its territory. Do you see individual countries in the EU making these bilateral agreements with countries in Africa and on the Mediterranean coast?
Yes, indeed. Well, there are bilateral agreements. The EU is trying to conclude readmission agreements, for example, with a number of countries. But some individual EU member states already have readmission agreements. For example, Spain has a readmission agreement with Morocco. From the Canary Islands, people are also sent back to Western African states. So there are formal agreements or other kinds of agreements, but there is no EU approach to that. It is still very much an issue of agreements between individual states. So that's what we would like to see, that there is more coherence on the EU level on that.
This forum coincides with the UN World Day for Peace. What is your hope then for the future of migrants in Europe and those people who feel they have to leave their own homes because of conflict or economic needs, and they seek refuge here in Europe?
Yes. Well, that's exactly one of the things that one of the themes of which we will discuss one of the working groups under the title Stability for Development. So, how can efforts to reach stability in a region contribute to preventing forced migration, like people fleeing their country because of political reasons, religious conflict, and so on? So, we do hope, in cooperation between migration experts and development experts, in this forum, we can reach a number of recommendations and next steps that we as Caritas organizations can take, and we can also recommend to governments or EU institutions to tackle this issue.
Peter Verhager is head of Caritas Europa's Migrant Office.